Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
Jesus is still on the run, so to speak, on the fringes of Palestine. As Mark's story builds toward the final act in Jerusalem, he depicts Jesus' warning that there will be no escapes from a tragic end. Obviously, this warning was selected from the tradition to warn Mark's audience that tragedy is part of the human condition. Faith in Jesus is required so that we can face tragedy with courage and honesty. We can do so because, as Isaiah tells us, God will hold our hand as we walk into the valley of death. Jesus, who knows what death is like, will walk with us. This is a story about tragedy of a sort. Once upon a time, there was a very bright young man who was the greatest speller in the school. He won all the spelling bees even when he was in sixth grade. Then he went into the spelling bees with other schools, and finally in the whole city. He kept on winning easily because he was really good. Alas, he knew he was good and bragged about it to everyone who would listen. His classmates were proud of him, but they didn't like his boasting. "He's really good," said one of his friends, "but I wish he'd lose because he used to be a nice boy and now he's a pill." Well, he used a stronger word. "Shut up," all the others said quickly, though they'd been thinking the same thing. Well, finally came the big state championship. If he won that, he would go on to the Nationals and probably to the Olympics, only they don't have spelling bees in the Olympics yet, do they? So he went to the match with the teacher who had helped him all through the year. At the end, only the boy and a very nasty and ill-tempered girl remained. He was asked to spell prestidigitation. He said the word and then confidently began to spell. Then what? He blanked out completely. He had no idea how to spell the word or anything else. So he missed the third I. The nasty little girl, who was also much too pretty, got it right, of course, and she was the champion. And our young friend was terribly upset. He blamed the teacher and he wouldn't talk to his classmates. He even blamed God. "It wasn't fair," he said, saying over and over again, "I deserved to win. I knew how to spell that word. I just forgot one of the I's. I knew it was there. I just forgot it." He kept complaining and complaining and complaining. But after a while, he got over it.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.